compelling as it is disturbing, informative as it is shocking, the new three-part ITV drama, Breathtaking, lives up to its deliberately ambiguous title. I'm Stephen Archibald, and welcome to my podcast. To you, dear listener, and welcome to They Came From Within Cult Movie Reviews. It'll take your breath away. Breathless 2024, shown in the UK on the 19th, 20th, and 21st of February. Breathtaking is a drama which takes a fearless look at the early stages of the ferocious COVID-19 pandemic. It has a righteous anger without being exploitative. Joanne Froggatt is flawless as Dr. Abby Henderson, a consultant for acute medicine within the National Health Service. When the virus first hits, scientists and politicians struggle with how best to deal with it. In the meantime, Abby and her colleagues have to battle it face on. Initially, with little or no protection, they contend with an overwhelming increase in patients and do so with dwindling resources. The staff also being forced to make tough choices on who's most eligible for life-saving treatment, leading to many scenes which are desperately saddening and frustrating, with the overriding message that our institutions must learn to be better prepared for any future pandemic, to openly support and fully equip all healthcare staff and give them the freedom to publicly express their concerns without facing unjust punishment. Also, for the powers that be honest with us, when they get things wrong, and to stop spin doctoring when it comes to matters of life and death. Joanne Froggatt is known around the globe for playing the maid Anna Bates in Julian Fellowes' Downton Abbey. Joanne made her acting breakthrough portraying the troubled teenager Zoe Tattersall on the British soap opera Coronation Street in the late 1990s. She played Sam Tyler's mum Ruth in a few episodes of the fabulous fantasy series Life on Mars, and she portrayed real life people in the crime dramas See No Evil, The Moors Murders from 2006 and Murder in the Outback from 2007. In the former, she played Myra Hindley's sister Maureen Smith, and in the latter, she interpreted Joanna Lees, the girlfriend of Peter Falconio, who was murdered in the Australian outback in 2001. In more recent years, she starred in such fine thriller series as Liar and Angela Black, and Joanne was part of a great ensemble in Sherwood. Incidentally, she played the village girl Kate in the third series of the BBC drama Robin Hood in 2009. It is worth noting she won Most Promising Newcomer at the 13th Independent Film Awards for her performance as a traumatised soldier who returns home from the Iraq War in Brian Welsh's In Our Name from 2010. Breathless is based on the experiences of the palliative care doctor, Rachel Clark, and it draws its events from her book, Breathtaking, Inside the NHS in a Time of Pandemic, which was first published in 2021. In fact, Rachel co-wrote the script for this mini-series with a couple of people who are both former doctors, Jed Mercurio and Prasanna Puwanaraja. Jed Mercurio is celebrated for writing Line of Duty and Bodyguard, which starred Richard Madden and Keely Hawes, but he also penned no less than three hard-hitting medical dramas before this one. In the 1990s, he wrote Cardiac Arrest, which starred Andrew Lancel and Helen Baxendale, under the pseudonym John McCure. He also wrote Bodies, which was headed by Max Beasley and Niamh McIntosh, which was shown on the BBC between 2004 and 2006. And for Sky One, he created the 13-part drama Critical, starring Lenny James, Claire Skinner, and Niamh McIntosh. It was broadcast in 2015. Lenny had previously starred in the first series of Line of Duty. As for Prasanna Puwanaraja, he was a junior doctor in reconstructive surgery who decided to become an actor. His acting CV includes appearances in Silk, Dr. Foster, and The Crown. Oh, and he was also in Mercurio's Critical and Line of Duty. In this drama, we don't just get to care about Dr. Henderson and her extremely difficult and emotionally taxing job. We also connect with other members of staff and a number of their gravely ill patients. Donna Banya gives a vivid portrayal of the young doctor, Emma Mutamba Irungu, who becomes completely overwhelmed by the tragic events. And Georgia Goodman gives a devastating performance as Davina, a member of staff who is taken by the virus, her tragic demise being delicately captured by John Pardew's cinematography. Breathtaking was directed by Craig Viveros, who had previously directed Joanne Froggatt in Angela Black. Craig also helmed such high-profile TV dramas as Riddington Place, which starred Tim Roth, Samantha Morton, and Jodie Comer, and also for the BBC, Agatha Christie's And Then There Were None, which starred Charles Dance, Anna Maxwell Martin, and Aidan Turner. Breathtaking was filmed in Belfast during the first half of 2023, and it was produced by ITV Studios, HTM Television, and Northern Ireland Screen. As with their recent Mr. Bates versus the Post Office production, I can only commend ITV for bringing such an important matter to the forefront. I'm Stephen Archibald, and thank you very much for listening to my podcast, They Came From Within, Cult Movie Reviews. You can follow me if you like, and all of my episodes are available from most podcast hosts. Take the best of care, and goodbye for now.